Welcome to this Stopbox podcast, where today we are speaking to Moss Bilondi, who is the founder of BitUnivex, which is a crypto exchange platform, which is brand new, and he's going to tell us all about it. Moss, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Mark and Leah. Thank you for inviting me today.
Very welcome here today, Moss. And what we like to do on the podcast really is find out about a bit about the background of the people involved in companies, because it's all about the people behind the business. And we're talking here crypto. It's a very new and exciting sector, and you've got a new business that you'd like to talk to us about. But why don't you start off by telling us a bit about yourself and your background, maybe a little bit about your career history, interests and your motivations, if that's all right.
Yep. Back in 2010, I graduated with a double major in physics and renewable energy. Then I continued my master in system engineering, but getting into the finance has always been the adventurous phase of life, and goes back to the time when I was a student and occasionally making money from home. It was sort of, I like how remote working has taken place now. Now, it's been about more than a decade for me, previously in the financial industry. And I can say I've spent all my professional life in financial markets, previously as a trader, and currently as an entrepreneur.
Okay. So what sort of early jobs did you have? You say it was in the financial markets.
Yeah, I used to do daily trading beside my study, and later on, as a full-time job, yeah.
Okay, and where is it you're based, Moss?
Currently, I reside in Australia.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And have you been working for, like, in the financial markets for firms over in Australia?
Not here in Australia. I just started my own company. And before that, I used to do market trading. Mm-hmm. In different financial markets, especially lately in cryptos.
Okay. And what is it that interests you in the financial markets? What drew you to it? Obviously, it's something that you feel, you know, very interested and motivated in. What do you think it is that, what drew you into that sector?
Yeah. It was around my bachelor's time when crypto was getting more and more mainstream. I used to do casual trading. As you know, the crypto markets has some features you cannot find in parallel markets. It is 24/7 open market. It has lots of volatility. So as a daily trader, you can meet your stop loss or take profit in shorter period of time. And exponential trends are more common in crypto markets, but it's less on the other markets. All this led me to focus more on crypto markets. Then I set foot in this trailing market, actually, and then I never stepped back. Having the market experience from one side and the engineering toolset from the other, and on top of that, my entrepreneurship attitude brought us where we are standing today. We have successfully launched BitUnivex, which is a Bitcoin Universal Exchange.
So, well, let's talk about the cryptocurrency world then. I mean, it's a very new sector for a lot of people. And I wonder if you could perhaps explain in a few words, if you were introducing it to someone for the first time, can you sum up cryptocurrencies, what they are, what they're all about?
Yeah. As you know, cryptocurrencies are a new form of digital assets. They can be used for saving and transferring values across the world. They are based on blockchain technology, which creates security, transparency, and minimal transaction fees. As they are on blockchain networks, they are decentralized and out of governmental controls. Currently, there is a battle between fiat and cryptocurrencies. And I believe it's people who decide which one will be the future of the money.
Okay. And as Mark said, obviously, it's quite a new sector for a lot of people. And there's a lot of kind of different opinions of it. So is crypto dodgy and just here as an internet craze? Or do you think it has real world use cases for the long term?
Of course, I believe it's not internet craze. You see lots of institutional investors VCs, pension funds, and others investing a portion of their assets into the cryptos. They all have some screening and investing process in place. So it's not something like internet craze. Cryptocurrencies, or in more general term, blockchain has lots of real world uses in different areas like data sharing, for example, secure sharing of medical data, across border payments, real time decentralized app and operating systems, even digital voting, copyright and royalty protection, and tons of other applications, which shows the huge potential for the blockchain industry.
Okay, so this is the blockchain technology, so not necessarily the front-facing cryptocurrency. Is it more about the technology behind it and its use cases?
Of course, the cryptocurrency is based on the blockchain, so this is a disruptive technology. So the same way that it might disrupt the other areas like laws or healthcare system or other things, it would affect the financial sector as well by the means of the cryptocurrencies.
Okay. Do you think we're seeing a huge paradigm shift in the way the world will hold and transact in wealth?
Definitely. We see huge amount of money and wealth entering into the cryptocurrency. This has been happening because of the paradigm shift you mentioned.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, do you think one day we will be actually transacting in any kind of cryptocurrency as we would do pounds or Aussie dollars?
As I told, there is a big battle between fiat and cryptos. I do believe that one day the cryptocurrency would be the shared, the common the way of transferring values across the world. But which currency would be the final, we don't know for now. It's not obvious at this stage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we've obviously seen a huge growth here in the past year. What do you think the future holds? Are we in a bubble?
Crypto markets are financial markets in nature. So they have up and down, even with much stronger trends. Last year, in March 2020, the total crypto market cap was about $120 billion. And last month, in May 2021, we had the all-time high of $2.5 trillion market cap, which is around 2,000% increase in just single 1 year. This huge growth happened in a time when the world is challenging with COVID-19, and the bank rates across the world are all less than something around 2-3%. This cycle had happened several times before, which shows the huge potential for the cryptos. However, as for the bubble, we need to watch the current price action. There has been a correction of around 50% from all-time high of $2.5 trillion down to something around $1.5 trillion for the market cap. So currently, I don't think we are in a bubble because we've seen about 50% actually, the correction. So the market, but finally, the market can go anywhere. And this is the nature of the cryptos for now.
And what do you think of the sort of the craziness at the moment with the amount of coins or tokens that are out there? There are thousands and thousands and thousands, all with different kind of white papers and tokenomics behind them. And someone related the cryptocurrency world to me at the moment as being like the dot-com boom, but you're on the right side of it. So that's when things were going crazy in the tech space, when the internet came in, before, of course, the bubble burst and then certain strong technologies were left behind. The internet didn't disappear, but the actual craziness kind of went away. So, I mean, where do you see at the moment? Do you see it's crazy? Is it going to get more crazy? Are there any kind of thing you would say to people to work through the craziness and pick out some of the kind of projects or tokens that are more useful or valuable?
Yeah, as the price going up and down, the adoption is the same. As an executive in a regulated crypto exchange, I'm not legally allowed to give investment advice. So please don't take this as a financial advice. But probably it sounds like Bitcoin remains the most valued and expensive crypto for a while. In terms of prosperity, the world's second biggest cryptocurrency by market cap, Ethereum, experiencing a great path of growth since a year ago. And unlike Twitch fueled coins, there has support from institutional investors like European Investment Bank. Ethereum has been the cryptocurrency of choice for blockbuster multi-millionaire dollars NFT transaction as well. Ripple actually also showing great potential as it's being regulated company that is already being used by the financial industry. Other altcoins like Cardano, SLR, Tron, and EOS are best held for a long time. They are just beginning to gain the traction they need to grow. There's a long road ahead. I stay clear of Dogecoin, unless you love volatility and unpredictability. For now, the technology is not there. The growth is just, you know, out of Elon Musk's tweets, which is very dangerous. Essentially, it's like a Burj Khalifa being made like a game of Jenga.
I can understand the real use cases for Ripple or XRP with the speed of transactions, whereas Bitcoin is more like, you can say, people call it digital gold. Whether it remains, it continues to be digital gold, remains to be seen, I think. But yeah, I like, do you think tokens with or current cryptocurrencies with good businesses behind them will be the ones that continue for the long term?
Of course, the project behind each token is very important for the life that they will face in future. There are lots of tokens, they just come out and after a while, they disappear. Mm. So it's very important, the projects, the people behind, and these factors are very important.
Okay, so on to BitUnivex then. Do you want to introduce us to the company and just give an overview of the service?
Of course. BitUnivex.com is a proprietary company registered with ASIC, the Australian Security and Investment Commission. As a digital currency exchange, we are regulated with Australian Transaction Report and Analysis Centre, known as AUSTRAC. We have a web-based platform that is available globally, and we have customer levels for all around the world. So for the first level, you can deposit and withdraw cryptos and trade crypto to crypto just with a simple email sign-up. However, there are some limitations for deposit withdrawal for the tier one. So if you want to use the AUD RAM and deposit or withdraw Australian dollar, the KYC actually is mandatory, so as to fully comply with the Australian regulations.
Mm-hmm. So it's really an exchange for what, trading different cryptocurrency pairs?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I think it's very important. You said you are regulated as well?
Yes, we are regulated with AUSTRAC.
Okay, so that gives people using the platform, it's basically confidence that it's not a scam, let's say, and the money is protected.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So what do you think that makes BitUnivex different to other crypto exchanges out there today? What are the benefits, would you say, of signing up to BitUnivex?
BitUnivex stands for Bitcoin Universal Exchange. Our slogan is BitUnivex, your crypto partner. So as a crypto partner, we need to have answers for both the public and newbies. Public and newbies and the pros. So we have a wallet service and quick trade for the public, so they can easily sign up, use the quick trade feature and hold their investment in wallets. On the other side, for professionals, we have pro trading, limit and market order types, stop orders for setting stop loss and take profits. Also, we have a trading view price chart in different time frames in which professionals can do technical analysis. Even though we try to address the needs for both the newbies and professionals, the platform is designed to be super easy, user-friendly, and straightforward to navigate with. Our fees are one of the lowest in the industry. On top of that, we are connected to the Australian banking OSCA system, commonly known as PID system, for instant deposit and withdrawal in Australia. So 24/7, weekdays or even Christmas holidays, you can deposit Australian dollar instantly into your account and then trade or transfer cryptos everywhere in the world you want. We have other methods in different countries, which are gradually integrating into the platform. We are currently reviewing our fees and the limit structure, so there might be a bit of change in those in the near future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for any newbies in the crypto sector, which I think there are a lot of at the moment, is BitUnivex easy to use?
Of course. The goal here is to expand the crypto empire, make it easy to understand and navigate. Our platform is incredibly user-friendly, so no more getting headache, lost in tons of complex options. Also, we have a blog, which is blog.bitunivex.com, Instagram at bitunivex official, Twitter at bitunivex1, which all are getting updated daily. And exclusively newsletter with daily updates about the crypto news, opinions, and tips. We are thinking of adding an exclusively podcast as well, just for our users. Last thing, we offer a referral code for Stockbox audience today. It's an active sign up for 2 weeks. When the audience sign up with the link, they will receive a 50% discount on their trading fees for 1 month.
Okay. Thank you for that. Maybe just a sort of a final couple of thoughts, Moss. When it comes to trading crypto pairs, is it a similar concept to trading Forex? And Forex trading is by its nature quite risky. Have you got any? I know you can't give financial advice, but have you got any advice for newbies who would like to get into trading crypto pairs, but also for seasoned Forex investors as well, thinking to get into trading crypto?
Yeah, as you mentioned, in crypto, the trading pairs are like in Forex. So when you sell the base currency, which is the first currency in the pair, you receive the equivalent amount of code currency, which is the second currency in the pair. In BitUnivex, currently we have a market with code currencies of USDT, BTC, AUD, Euro, and GBP. As you see, this includes various number of markets and trading pairs. So this is one of we are looking to expand more and more in future as well. What I need to say to newbies is that cryptos are volatile. People should never use their money for their life. Into it, there should be asset management in place. And if somebody wants to invest into crypto markets, it should be just a small portion of the total asset. The portion is directly related to your risk attitude, your crypto knowledge, and trading experience. So the portion you invest might be increased if you are more familiar with cryptos and have more experience with the market and know about crypto projects. And finally, it is critical to make a portfolio, not all in one.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Well then, Leah, unless you've got any final questions, I think we can sort of finish up now.
Yeah. Yep, no, happy with that. Thank you
very much, Moss. No worries. Thank you for inviting me today, and hope you best.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you very much, Moss. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.